Hello, Ian.
Yes.
It's Esau here. I'm actually a senior consultant here at Prosper in the coaching enrollment division. Help me understand. So you looked into the six-figure program, correct?
Well, I signed up, yeah.
Okay. And I guess let's start out with this question then.
Well, hold on really quick. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I missed your name.
Oh, it's Esau, I-S-A.
Esau, that's a very interesting name. Esau, I just want to let you know, I try to keep record of things so that I can come back and reference them, because I've encountered a lot of really crappy things in this industry. So I just wanted to let you know that I have an app on my phone recording, so I know what we talked about, so I can reference it later and make an educated decision. I hope that's okay.
Actually, we record all our calls also.
Good, good. Okay, very good.
Actually, if anyone ever calls you and doesn't tell you that the call is being recorded,
mm-hmm.
It's actually, you could do that.
Exactly, and that's why I wanted to tell you, was because I know that. So I wanted to make sure to let you in before you started talking, and let you know that I'm recording it so that I can reference it later.
Oh, you know what? And I'm glad you do.
Okay, good. Okay, Esau, with that being said, go ahead and hop into your questions.
Okay. Well, I just want to know, I mean, it sounds like you've done something like this before. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. I've talked to and I've personally bought into a lot of stuff in the past that was really mediocre, a lot of, you know, really crappy, dumbed-down material, a lot of out-of-date material, and I don't want that to happen again, especially with something as expensive and time-consuming as coaching can be.
Okay, and you're exactly right. So have you gone into a coaching program before?
Yes, I have.
How long ago was that?
Oh, I'd say that was probably a couple of years ago.
2008, 2009?
No, as in like a literal couple of years, like 2010. Maybe late 2009. I can't remember exactly.
And that's fine. And how was that program for you? And do you know what company you're with?
No, I can't remember the name of the company. I'd have to look it up. But I
they weren't very good.
Yeah, no, and that's why I'm so cautious. And of course, you see people all over the internet on forums, and they're cautious. Everybody's been screwed 1,000 times. I don't know. I was looking into the program and you know, I saw the number to call and I figured I would. But I wasn't very impressed with the program. It didn't help me very much, and it's not my work ethic. It's just the material just, it wasn't that good. And so I'm hoping to find someone that can actually teach me things. I've been studying this for a long time, and I built sites and I know how to do a lot of that stuff, but it's just very difficult for me to, you know, really break the barrier. I've made a few bucks here and there, but it's just really difficult for me to. It feels like I'm right on kind of the precipice of just kind of breaking through, and I just can't get there. And I feel like a coach might really be able to help me with that if they were really experienced and legitimately made money in this industry.
And you know what the funny part about that is our coaches here,
mm-hmm.
They have their own successful business. That's actually one of the qualifications to work with us, is you have to have that successful business. You have to be in the trenches, so you know exactly what the student's going through.
Mm-hmm.
The nice part about what we do here, though, is something that might help you out.
Okay.
When I say might, it really depends on you if you want to do this or not.
Okay.
Our coaching here, we've been around for 12 years. Our company called Prosper. We're located in Provo, Utah. We've helped over 50,000 students
Wow.
make financial changes. So I hope that says a little bit about us. A little bit more background. We've a couple of our just awards that we've received over the years. In 2004, 2005, Ernst & Young. Have you heard of them before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. They're the third largest accounting, financial firm in the world. And in 2004, 2005, we actually, it was around there, we actually received the Entrepreneur of the Year Award.
Oh, wow. And what was that for? Was that for coaching, or was that for running, you know, like Oh, what are their names? Ben and Dave. Is that from them running their business, or is that from the coaching, or what is?
That's for our coaching.
Okay.
Okay, we're a company called Prosper, so we're a totally different entity than Ben and Dave. Ben and Dave actually go give all their coaching to us.
Oh, okay. So they're affiliates for you guys then.
Well, they used to do their own coaching, and then
Uh-huh.
they met us, and they found out that we do their job just as good or even better than they do. And we save them a lot of time and heartache. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And so they looked at us and they said, I mean, it's kind of a blessing from heaven for them to actually meet us. And really, they met our coaches. They've sat down with them. And it's one of those things where being a, I mean, we're a multi-million dollar organization also. So it's not, we're just not any little company out there. So that's a little bit about what our background. I'll be able to give you our company webpage. We're credited with the Better Business Bureau. As of today, we have a rating of A.
I just pulled that up and saw that. I see you guys have a lot of complaints though. I
We have
show
about
total
300 for the last. Yeah, go ahead.
I
Sorry.
show I show a total of 271 in the past 3 years.
All right. And we understand we're not perfect. That's one of those things where I like to give the information up front and you can make the decision for yourself. We'll do our best to give you the facts and figures. Are we perfect? No, we're not. And a lot of the students, I would say, that write those complaints against us, I mean, if you look at them, they're all closed, right?
Yeah, it looks like all of them are closed, yeah.
So we do work with our students, and we've gone through programs. We've done this for a long time. If we didn't say what if we didn't do what we said we were going to do, then I don't think we would be in business anymore. Make sense?
Well, you would think that about a lot of companies in this industry, but I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Well, as I mean, as one of the leading companies in the United States for coaching and mentoring, our CEOs all well. I mean, every year they go to Harvard Business Forums, the entrepreneur forums over there, and they get to sit in and listen to all of them. And so, I mean, as a distance learning, I believe we're for life learning, it's an institution. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
It's for education companies. I believe, I can't remember the exact term for it, but we're part of an association. That's Lifelong Learning Association. And so, I'll, you know what, I'll go ahead and ask one of my enrollment advisors later on to get you some more distinct information on that.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Well, and with that, I mean, it's up to you. We can part ways as friends right now, or I can keep going on, give you some more research and see what
No,
we can do.
I want to. I mean, I don't really. I called to get information to make a decision, and I don't really have enough information to make a decision yet. So please continue.
Okay. Well, what we do for Ben and Dave is simple. It's a one-on-one aggressive coaching, mentoring, and training. We actually look at it as an education, but rather than giving you just theory and information, we want to give you actually a business and results. Okay? And that's one of our main, well, decisions here. We have seven of the nation's top experts to work with, like I said, and our main focus and motivation is to build success stories.
Okay.
Now, we have a proven system, and we know that it's effort-based. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not a magic pill.
I understand that.
And so
I'm not looking for that. That works out fine for me.
we ask our students to put a minimum in of 10 hours a week. Of course,
Okay.
the more hours you put in, and it's a consistent basis. We understand you're doing other things too. That's why we actually ask for those 10 hours.
Okay.
But that's our minimum. I say on average a student put in 10, 20 hours a week and build a supplemental income through this.
Okay.
And with that, we're here to really push forward that business. This needs to be a win-win situation for both of us. We make our money on advertising and marketing. The success stories that you read online are actually our success stories that we've made here. And that's what kind of how we've been so successful over the years. And well, Just any other questions? Any questions come up until from now?
I'm curious to know more about exactly, what I'm going to learn. I know there are a lot of aspects of affiliate marketing, and I'm actually kind of glad you guys aren't associated with the guys from Six Figure Program, the Ben and Dave, just because their material I know better than a lot of their material. A lot of their material was out of date and really unimpressive. So to hear you guys aren't affiliated outside of kind of their affiliates for you guys, they don't run the program, they don't do coaching anymore. That's good news for me. But I'm curious to know exactly what you guys cover, a lot of the different aspects of, what you teach people, how long the course runs, how much it costs, of course, because I don't have details like that yet. So the things along those lines, I'd still really like to hear.
Okay. And as for the program, you've actually gone through something like this before, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
But my enrollment advisor is much more qualified to give you the details of how the program works.
Okay.
I'm here more just for the recommendation, show you a little bit of who we are, what we do, and if you want to actually be considered for coaching. Very simply, if you have the motivation to do this, the time available, and you're open-minded, teachable to that, then we're good. We can actually move forward in that final step. Now, it does take money to make money.
Uh-huh.
Here we actually use capital leverage. Have you heard of that before?
I have not.
Okay. Capital leverage is actually where we use lines of credit or the bank's money. Now, it is a business debt. Okay. Now, if you want it to be a short-term business debt, and if you don't see it being a short-term business debt where you can't pay it back, we say don't do it.
Okay.
Okay. But if you do see that this program works out and it's going to help you get your education, also build that business up and make profit for you, and you're willing, okay, if everything makes perfect sense and you're open to actually using that, that's one thing that we want to make sure that you're open to be able to say yes, then we can move forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the money really wouldn't be a problem as long as the product's good enough. I just need to know more about it.
Okay, and that's fine. So if you want, I'll go ahead and just jump right to the point because it sounds like you've done a lot of research already on us and on the programs, correct?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay. If you can get a piece of paper out, these are the four essential commitments to success in our program. Before I give any type of, final interview recommendation, these are things that we want to make sure the student understands and can make a commitment to themselves for. They're not going to make it with me, but if it's something that they're going to make to themselves, because I understand I've had six businesses myself, and businesses aren't easy to make, and especially make be successful. So there has to be a commitment factor on your side.
Of course, yeah, no, I understand that.
Okay. Well, Ian, on the first, just go ahead and write on the top of that. So I already talked about some of these things. Just write four commitments of success in our program. The first is time, and it's 10 hours a week at a minimum.
Okay.
And just a question for you. How many hours a week do you feel you could put in and without burning yourself out in something like this?
Oh, well, I mean, I find it very interesting, so I don't get burnt out very easily. I'd be fine doing it full time, honestly, but at least 20, 30 hours a week, but hopefully, 40 plus.
Okay. All right. So the first thing that if we can get you to write down is 10 hours a week, and just I want to make sure you can commit to that. So in parentheses, right, I will. And in a box, go ahead and just initial your name there.
Okay.
Because these are things that we want to make sure we're on the same page. So that's the reason I get you to write these down.
Okay.
Now, the second thing that I want you to do, so this is still in the first box. Write down how many hours you feel you could put in, say, 20, 30 hours a week, 30 to 40 hours a week. I don't know what you feel comfortable with. And parentheses, write down, I will try.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is actually, I'm actually writing down a very similar sheet to what you're doing, okay? So my enrollment advisor knows exactly kind of where we fit in, okay?
Okay.
So with that, you said 20 to 30 hours a week you feel comfortable with?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, number two is qualities. It's really hard to work with a stubborn person or someone who's stuck in their ways.
Uh-huh.
And our coaches, we don't want to do that to our coaches. And so these are some qualities that we look for in a student.
Okay.
The first quality is being teachable. If you're not willing to learn, if you're not willing to grow or gain knowledge, this is not the business for you.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. The second is being open-minded. It's very similar to actually being teachable, but we're going to actually teach you new, different strategies to marketing, advertising, building traffic to your website, and that we know that works. Now,
mm-hmm.
your decision to implement it, but we want you to be open-minded to what we're teaching you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the third is being an action taker. Our coaches are probably the biggest benefit we have.
Okay.
And, I mean, we have a lot of different tools and resources available to our students, but in my eyes and from what I've heard many students say, the coaches are the best at what they do.
Okay.
And so being able to get the guidance, take the guidance from them and implement that, we call that being an action taker. Do you feel you could do that?
Without a doubt, yeah.
Okay. So next to those three words, go ahead and put a box next to them, initial your name if you feel that you could do that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, number three is tuition/investment. Okay. And this is probably where you want to know. And so I want to make sure this is very firm and kind of we're all on the same page on this. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. So the first thing that if I could get you to write down is the tuition covers a couple of things. First is education. All right. Tools, resources, one-on-one coaching, marketing, websites, okay? The building of the website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you already can do most of this. We mm-hmm. have more advanced programs for those who are more advanced at it.
Okay.
But that's something that I want you to write down, so if you have any questions about it, it's right there.
Okay.
All right. Now, we use a term called capital leverage. We usually put that on credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you could, go ahead and write capital leverage, in parentheses, write credit cards down. And do you understand what capital leverage is, or do you want me to explain?
No, you explained it very well the first time.
Okay. All right. Now, as for lines of credit that you have available to you, what would you say you have available right now?
Oh, lines of credit? I mean, at least 20, 30 grand.
Okay. And these are on just credit cards then?
Yeah, those. I mean, that's just credit cards, let alone, I mean, if I need to get, I have impeccable credit, so, and almost no debt, so that wouldn't be a problem.
Okay, all right. So there's three different areas that we see our students fitting into.
Okay.
There's an aggressive student that wants all the tools, all the resources. There's a conservative student that usually has to fit into the conservative side, and there's the moderate student. And so these are the three types of students that we see that we actually work with.
Okay.
Now, the aggressive student, just for the tuition and that investment, will usually, for the whole year, will pay about 13 to 15 grand.
Okay.
Okay? And that's an upfront cost. Also, the conservative student that has to fit there usually puts $8,000 to $10,000 in investment, okay?
Okay.
And the moderate student will put in anywhere from between that 10 to 13.
Okay.
Now, looking at these three ranges, where do you feel you would fit most comfortably in?
Well, most comfortably, I'd fit into the $5 category. A lot of this depends on the coaching. I mean, we're talking numbers, and I don't even know the program yet. I would assume, because I'm a very motivated person, I would fall into the aggressive category. But I just don't have enough information to make a decision yet. I mean, you told me that basically your boss could give me more information. I can't decide where I fit until I know what aggressive, you know, what value that brings over moderate or conservative. I just don't know, you know, I have the money to put into it, but I don't know if the 15,000 versus 8,000 difference as far as value goes is something I'd be interested in.
Okay. How about we do this? Do you want me to give you both ends, a very elite program versus a conservative program?
Yes, I would love that. That would be awesome.
Okay, so go ahead and circle conservative,
okay.
8 to 10, and also aggressive.
Okay.
Right? Now, with all of our programs here, we have a warranty of service, and I want you to make sure you ask him that. So write down that warranty of service. Just write it down.
Okay.
And put a box next to that and just initial it. Now, this is one thing that I want you to ask him, okay? It's a safety net that we provide for our students.
Okay.
We don't want to leave them hanging. That's the last thing we want to do. And so that's what we have in place for our students, and that's something he'll cover in detail with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, if just quickly, if you could, can you just read back what you've written down thus far?
Yeah. Do you mean everything?
One, two, three. It should only take about 2-3 minutes.
Okay. I have time, 10 hours a week minimum, 20 to 30 hours a week I will try, and of course I will initial by 10 hours a week. Number two, qualities. Teachable, being open-minded, being an action taker, and I initial next to that too. As far as tuition and investment, covers education, tools, resources, coaching, marketing, websites, and it's all done through capital leverage, usually credit cards, and then the price ranges. I didn't really write down the whatever the last one was because I'm not really that interested in that, but I understand conservative is 8 to 10 and aggressive is 13 to 15, or is moderate in there somewhere?
Moderate's in between.
Okay. Okay. So those are the moderate and aggressive would be the only ones that I'd be interested in. And then of course I have warranty of service as well that you mentioned in initial next to that.
Okay. So you'd rather hear the moderate and aggressive programs only?
No, I mean, give me the bottom and the top. I'd like to know I'm sure the one in the middle falls in the middle. So I'd just like to hear the extremes.
Okay. All right. We'll make sure that he understands that. Okay, and the last thing is decision making. Number four, the fourth section is decision making.
Okay.
And I didn't get into this with you yet, Ian, but are you married?
Yes, I am.
You are married, okay. Is this something that, I mean, usually financial decisions are made together, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is this something that your wife would be doing with you?
No, she probably wouldn't be doing it with me, but we've talked a lot about my internet marketing. She's very supportive. If I determined it was worth paying for and discussed it with my wife and explained the benefits to her and we talked it out, I'm sure she would have no problem as long as I deemed it valuable enough to invest in, because she trusts me very much in that regard.
Okay, so as for making a decision, you could make that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'd like to talk to my wife about it, but yeah, absolutely. I could make that decision without a doubt.
Okay. All right. Well, Ian, is she available by chance, or is she not available?
No, she's not available right now. But are we talking about making a decision today, or am I going to have time to walk away, think about this, and give you guys a call back?
Well, usually we have students making a decision that when they talk with the enrollment advisor, ask all their questions, make sure it's something that's good for them. We like people who can actually make a decision and take action on it. I'll do what I can to make sure that this is a good decision with him. I know my enrollment advisor, he likes to have a day to think about things too and make decisions. So I just need to make sure that he's okay with going in that interview and just make sure that he has the understanding that this may be something you want to think over and not make.
Okay.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll do what I can to get a good recommendation on your behalf and see what I can do. So, Ian, help me understand. Can I get your wife's name just real quick?
Yes, it's Regina.
Regina.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at this. The first thing is, I didn't talk about goals or anything like that, but what type of goal are you looking to create through a business like this? How much money on a monthly basis?
Oh, I mean, I don't have, as much as possible, obviously, but I don't think my expectations are really unreasonable in the beginning. I mean, $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 a month would be where I'd like to get, but, so I can work at it full time and justify it and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. And so $2,000 to $4,000, and you feel that that's possible to do online? I know it is, but...
Oh yeah, I know for a fact there are people making millions of dollars a month. There are super affiliates everywhere. If they can make a few million a month, I know I can make two grand,
It's very true. And my brother builds websites that build $5,000 to $10,000 a month per company. So I see that on a very realistic basis.
Mm-hmm,
well,
mm-hmm.
As for being committed to accomplishing your goals, could you say you're 100% committed to doing this?
Oh, without a doubt. I'm a very, very determined person. I do not give up easily at all.
Okay. Well, let's write down 100% commitment to goals.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that you're committed to yourself.
Okay.
Now, if you could write down, this is my decision. We want to make sure that this is your decision. It's not something that we're going to convince you to do. Okay. We'll give you the facts and the figures. If we feel that it's a good fit, you may extend an invitation to work with us. But in the final, well, in everything, the final say is going to be yours if you feel this is a good fit for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, when you have a vehicle to accomplish your goals, this is just something that I ask, is when would be the best time to start? If you have a way to actually build your business up to make $2,000 to $4,000 on a monthly basis at minimum.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday, you know, that'd be nice. So, I mean, as soon as possible.
Okay. So if you can, go ahead and write down yesterday as soon as possible. And that's the mindset we want.
Okay.
Okay. At the same time, we want people that want to make a decision. And also, why work with a coach or a mentor, someone who sees it who's successful in the market? For you, I mean, I know you're on the edge. You need a little bit more help to get over that. And I understand why you're doing it, but I want you to write down a couple things in your mind that you feel would get you there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. I just feel like I need that extra push. I need that person that's been there and they've broken past it.
Okay, so that extra push.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Ian, let me go ahead and put you on hold real quick. I'm going to give you a quick assignment, if you don't mind. Our website is Prosper Inc., PROSPERING, as in green, .com.
Okay.
If you could, I want you to read a couple success stories. The reason I want you to do this is every success story is different that we have.
Okay.
And some of those success stories are a little bit different than most. We've actually created niches for those programs.
Okay.
For our students. So go ahead and go to student success stories. Are you by a computer right now? I hope you are.
Yeah, no. I think I went to the wrong website, though. I put prosperinc.com, and I got the wrong thing.
Okay, it's Prosper Inc.
Oh, Prosper Inc. Okay. That's why you said as in green. Sorry about that. Okay.
Yeah.
I see it. Student success stories. Got it.
Okay, and then there's programs. Go to the e-commerce program. I would recommend reading the second and the fifth story.
Okay.
Correct. It might be the third and the fifth.
Okay.
But one, Bruce, okay, he made $130,000 in that first year with us.
I see that.
But he actually made it through bamboo ropes, okay, selling bamboo ropes and doing that. And then the other one that I want you to read, I think his name is Ed. He talks about his website is metrocrete.com.
Uh-huh.
He talks about he's a concrete blogger. So I want to show you that we've created these websites with them from the bottom up, and that's really where we've been able to take them. And
okay.
They've been
there he is. I found him.
To give us our support there.
Okay.
So after you read those, if you could, write down your three strengths and also your three weaknesses that you feel you have.
Okay.
We want to be able to customize the best program for you, and that's something that my enrollment advisors usually like to know. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to put you on hold real quick, Ian. I'm going to actually I'll come back to you as soon as I can. Let me see if I can get a recommendation and appointment time to sit down and talk with you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. One moment, please.
No problem.
All right. Ian, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get an opportunity to do some research and think about some strengths and weaknesses?
Yes. I got the time to read the reviews online, but I didn't really get the time to write down my strengths and weaknesses.
Okay. All right. Well, Ian, I don't need them. Okay.
Okay.
He said I do need to talk to him for about 5 to 10 more minutes. And just say, hey, sit down with him and talk a little bit what we've talked about thus far. He's going to go into a lot of the information with you. So any questions that you might have about the program, and I'm sure you already have them in your mind. If you want, you can write them down so you don't forget them. But if you can, he'll probably give you a call in about 5 to 10 minutes. His name is Mr. Conklin. He's actually gone through all our programs here.
Okay.
He's been here for 10 years. He's my senior. and he does affiliate marketing and all of that. So he knows exactly what he's talking about.
Great. Okay, is it okay if he calls me in like 20 minutes? I'd like to do something really quick. If I have to push it back, I will, but it'd be more convenient and I'd be able to focus on it more if he calls me in about 20.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll go ahead and set that time up with him. He did ask if Regina, she doesn't have to be associated in the. He just wants her to be on the call just to hear.
Okay.
If he has any questions to ask, and then I mean, you guys can sit down and talk. He'll give you time to do that too.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is there a way to get her online with us?
I can try. I can try to get her on three-way. I don't know if she might be too busy to answer, but anywhere around it, he'll at least have me to talk to. Hello?
Okay.
Okay.
So and that's great. What I'll do is I'll set that up in about 20 minutes then.
Okay.
And then he'll be giving you a call. Now, Ian, what's the best number to reach you at? And then do you have her number also?
Yeah, but I'm not sure she would appreciate me giving it out. If worse comes to worse, when he calls me, I'll try and three-way call her. But yeah, this is the number I already gave you is the best, or I gave the woman before you is the best number to reach me on. It's the phone I'm on with you right now.
210.
That's it.
Okay. Well, I'll have him give this number a call. And then if you want to three-way her in, that's great. If not, I'm sure he'll go through that information with you. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, Ian, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Do you have any questions for me before I go?
No, that'll do it. I'm just looking forward to talking to him. I appreciate your help, Isa.
You know what? It was a pleasure. You're very welcome, and I wish you the best luck in that final interview. I know any questions that I wasn't able to answer, he can.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.